Hey, Church Girl. Welcome to Church Girl Gang, a podcast where we get to talk about life, living for Jesus, and everything in between, and how that affects us in the here and now. My name is Kinsey, and I'll be your host, and I can't wait to dive into this conversation with you. Hey, Church Girl. My name is Kinsey, and I will be your host for today's podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Church Girl Gang podcast. This is a podcast for girls of all ages who love Jesus and want to spend their lives following after him. If this is your first time joining us for the pod, I just want to say welcome. You are in the right place, okay? I'm so glad that you are joining us for today's podcast. You've got fantastic taste in podcasts, by the way. And just before we dive in to today's podcast, I did want to encourage you, share this podcast with your friends. Let them know what fantastic taste in podcasts you have. Invite them to come be a part of the gang, okay? You can post today's episode on your Facebook, on Twitter, or even on your Insta story. It is so easy. There's probably on whatever platform you're on, there is a share button. I promise you, there's a share button down below. So hit that share button. If you're on YouTube, be sure to subscribe and hit the bell so that you don't miss an episode, okay? All right. Well, listen, it is February, my friends, and before I start running my mouth anymore, I just have to say this, okay? I am totally done with this winter weather. Seriously. It's really just starting around here. I'm from Austin, y'all, and if you're not living in Central Texas, you may not have heard, but we don't have like regular seasons like other places, okay? Usually the year goes something like this. So I'll start in January. I'll start at the top of the year. January, typically like fall weather overall and kind of mixed with rain, a little gloomy, you know. February, probably winter-ish. It's kind of a toss-up in February, March. Either extreme winter, like last year, or spring-like weather. Lots of rain. There is no in-between for March, okay? Either like extreme winter or just like springtime is here. April, definitely get some spring weather. May, summer. June, summer. July is like we're living inside a volcano. Summer. August is like living on the sun. Summer. September, back to regular summer. October, still summer. November, also summer. And then December is like spring, but like with wearing coats and sweaters. But of course, because it's Texas, the weather also kind of changes day to day, sometimes hour to hour. And you really have no idea what it's going to be like when you step outside. Anyway, all that to say, we're finally getting some winter weather over here, and we're bracing for some snow. Probably gonna happen in the next couple of days. And honestly, I'm just over it. I'm not here for it. I'm ready for sunshine and hikes, and I just wanna like go to the lake and do all the outdoor things. I am ready for it, you guys. Maybe you're like me and you're ready for some change. But as we dive headfirst into February, I wanted to spend some time talking about relationships, all the different types of relationships. And if you're anything like me, maybe you're looking for some relational change in your life. I know I've spent tons of time just figuring out what I can do differently or what can happen differently in order for me to have better relationships in my life. And specifically today, I want us to spend some time talking about friendships. And the first thing I want to let you know is that friendships are hard, okay? I know, that's so encouraging, right? You're like, yes, I'm so glad that I'm listening to this podcast today. Yes, relationships are hard. It's just a fact. Friendships are super difficult, mostly because you already know this, people aren't perfect. You're not perfect, I'm not perfect, and we're all going to sandpaper each other. We're all gonna rub and grate against each other sometimes, but you know the great thing about sandpaper is, do you know, when it rubs against things, they come out smooth and shiny, okay? It's a finishing tool, sandpaper is. The friction causes something to become more beautiful. And that's how friendships work as well. As we rub and we grate on each other, each of us have the opportunity to get better and to look more like Jesus. And that's the goal. But maybe you're saying, that sounds nice, Mac, but I'm not going to be able to do that without actually having friends in the first place. To that, I say, for sure, that would be step one, finding friends, okay? There are lots of reasons why people don't have friends, and trust me when I say, I've been there, big time. I've been there. Sometimes, out of my own insecurity, I wonder if I'm still there. In that alone place. I want to talk about some reasons why we have trouble finding and keeping friends. And I do want to warn you that some of these things might grate and rub on you. I'm your friend. remember, the friction causes finishing, okay? The reason I'm saying this is because I think for the most part, there's a lot of personal responsibility, aka it's up to you when it comes to your friendships, okay? And we should take on that personal responsibility. That's a good thing, okay? Before I talk about this though, I do want to say that occasionally there are circumstances that are out of your control that might cause you or me to not have friends and to feel alone. Maybe you've just experienced a massive betrayal. Maybe you just moved to a new city. If that's you today, I want to encourage you. I've been there too, okay? It's not easy dealing with loneliness. Trust me when I say, you're not a freak. You're not too messed up, too weird, not enough, or too much to have friends. Just look around, okay? There's someone for everyone, right? And while you're trying to figure out your next move, now is the time to lean into the original and most literal BFFs, aka Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and allow them to heal your heart and your confidence, okay? Let them remind you today that you're never truly alone. Now, before we get back to the conversation, I want to take a minute to tell you about one of our sponsors. And you've heard me talk about them many, many, many times before, but I just have to tell you again, Connection Christian Academy is amazing. Okay. CCA is a K-5 hybrid homeschool located in beautiful Buda, Texas. Their mission is to provide kids not only with a fantastic learning experience and environment, but also give kids leadership tools that they can use for the rest of their lives, while also sharing the love of Christ. With everything going on in the world today, it just seems obvious that kids should be learning in an environment like this. And it couldn't be easier, as the staff has worked hard to make tuition extremely affordable. So, what are you waiting for? If you're in Austin, Hays County, San Marcos, or the surrounding areas, do not hesitate. Head to myconnectionacademy.com for more info and to apply today. All right, fam. Let's talk about the hard facts of friendship. The first thing I want you to know is that friendship doesn't come easily. I know, you're probably like, duh. Friendship doesn't just fall into your lap. In fact, I know this may be tough to hear, but if you're looking around and you're saying, why won't anyone come and be my friend? Maybe you're saying, why won't anyone talk to me? Maybe you're at home on Friday night and you're searching through social media and you see a lot of people hanging out and you're wondering why you're not one of them. Well, my response would be, why aren't you going and talking to anyone? Why aren't you inviting people to hang out on a Friday night? Something that I had to learn the hard way is it takes a friend to have a friend. I've had this conversation with a lot of girls. I think a lot of us struggle with this. We deal with this all the time. And every time we talk about this, someone usually ends up saying something like, well, that's not fair. It's not fair that I have to be the one to ask. And trust me, I know the feeling. It would be really, really nice if people were just coming up to each of us and like, poof, like being our friends. And unfortunately, everyone is waiting for that exact thing to happen. And if everyone is waiting, then no one is actually doing the thing of becoming friends with other people, right? So that's the bad news. The good news is that most people are very open to making friends, right? Because they're all waiting for someone to be their friend. So it shouldn't actually be that hard to do. The opportunity for rejection, very, very low. But maybe you're nervous to do this. That's all right. I've got a foolproof introduction strategy that we can just practice together. So here's how it goes. Repeat after me. Hello, my name is. I really like your shoes and wanted to come tell you. What's your name? Boom. Drop the mic, instant friends, and that's it for today's podcast. No, I'm just kidding. We'll keep going, but I will say from personal experience, this works, okay? I actually do this all the time because I love making new friends, and this is usually what I say. And if you're one of my friends and I've said this to you, I hope that you feel honored that we've become friends now, right? But this is just how I usually introduce myself and meet new people and try to make some friends, okay? But the fun doesn't stop there, y'all, because now comes the next step, AKA the follow through, okay? Now, for sure, you're not going to be slumber party BFFs right away with everyone. The hardest hard fact of them all is that another way to spell friendship is T-I-M-E, right? Time. Wouldn't it be great if everything worked on your terms or my terms? But alas, they do not. And so this is more like an exchange. You're going to have to give up a little bit of your time to receive a little bit of friendship. It's an investment with exponential returns, okay? But it's not going to happen naturally. You're going to have to be very intentional, like with most things in life. Okay, so like a muscle, right? When you're working it, talking with your friends, hanging out with your friends, keeping up with them, your muscle will grow, right? You'll be strong in friendship. But when you don't work that muscle, when you stay in on a Friday night, when you don't ask your friend how they're doing, when you sleep in instead of going to breakfast, your muscle is going to wither and your friendships are going to be weak sauce, okay? In fact, I just want to challenge you right now. Let's work those muscles together. So whatever you're doing right now, unless you're driving, okay, then don't do this. Wait until you park, okay? But whatever you're doing, pause this podcast and don't worry, I won't go anywhere. I will stay right here and you can come back to this podcast as soon as you're done. But I want you to pause this podcast. Think of one person that you can text right now and just ask how they're doing, okay? Make an intentional connection right now. Okay, 3, 2, 1, pause. All right, okay, so hopefully we're back. Or if you didn't pause, I see you. I see you. Do it later, okay? But I just want to backtrack a tiny bit, y'all, because you may be thinking right now, I literally have no one to text. Hello, I've been there, believe it or not, okay? So Dr. Henry Cloud, if you haven't heard of him, he's an incredible Christian psychologist. Love him, love him. Basically, he has this idea. And it's really an obvious one, but sometimes we just don't think about it, okay? That if there aren't people around you to connect with, you should go somewhere where there are people you can connect with. Now, when I heard him talking about this, he was talking about it like in the context of dating, but I think the same rule applies here. If you feel like there's literally no one around you that's your age that you can connect with, it's time to go on the hunt, okay? It is jungle safari time. Go on the hunt. I don't know. I don't even know. But just here are some things, okay? Are you going to church regularly? That's a great place to find people your age to connect with. Honestly, in my opinion, it's the best place, okay? Maybe your church has some type of small groups. I can tell you just from my own personal experience, I found my best relationships through my church small group. And I will say this, not every church is the same. Not every small group is the same. Some churches have more opportunity for this than others do. I've been super, super blessed. My church has a ton of people around that are my age. And so I have lots of opportunity to connect with people my age and to make friends. But I will say, if you can find some of those people at your church, best place to form some lasting relationships. There's just something special about learning the same biblical and spiritual things with a group of people and then also doing life with them. You're all pointed in the same direction and you're growing in the same way. It's incredible, you guys. Here are some other ideas though, some places that you may be able to meet people, okay? Make some friends. Maybe you should get a gym membership. I know I talk about working out a lot, but it's something that I love. And not only at the gym can you work your physical muscles, but you can also work your relational muscles. So I've made tons of friends at the gym. I like to go in and just meet people when I can. And it's super, super fun. Another spot for me that I like to meet people is the dog park. I love just taking my dog to the park, letting her run around, and then chatting it up with all kinds of people that are there. You don't have to necessarily use these places. You could find another place where you can meet some people, okay? Find a place that works for you. And I will say, even though there are a multitude of places, if you're thinking maybe you can make friends at the bar, just know that that's one of a handful of places I really wouldn't recommend. I know a lot of socializing can happen at the bar, but there are some obvious reasons that I really wouldn't recommend that. Sorry, but also not sorry. It's just like drunk is not a good way to start a friendship. So I know I said some of this would be a little stingy. Maybe that's a little stingy for you, but yeah, would not recommend. Try some other places though. Think of some places that you can go where you can form some friendships. Okay, so let's talk about some benefits of friendship, because some of you may be questioning why have friends at all? People are messy, right? They're difficult to deal with. They're not always going to fit into our friendship boxes the way we want them to. And sometimes, honestly, people are just the worst, right? Have you said that before? Maybe I have too. Maybe. I've had some girls come up to me and say, I'm done with people. If anyone really wants to be my friend, they'll have to try. Like, they'll really have to try. It's like a challenge. It's like a challenge. But, you know, I've had girls say, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm done. It makes me hurt. It actually makes me hurt when people say this. Because I think friendship is so, so important. And I want to tell you three reasons. There are many, but I want to tell you just three reasons why friendship is important. So, number one, you need people. You may not think you need people, but I promise you, when you're in a bind and you need help, if you haven't developed relationships with people, you're gonna look around and realize that you have no support, right? this is really a trivial example, but I have one from my own life. I remember one time when I was in high school, the AC had stopped working at our house, and it was in the middle of the summer, which meant it was going to be a hot and steamy night, like really hot, really hot. And so we all needed to find another place to stay. And my sister had asked some friends if she could stay at their house overnight. I, however, had just lost some friends, and I didn't have anywhere to go. I realized I didn't have any friends around that I could ask to help me out. And I remember being so sad and so embarrassed. Imagine with me if it had been a real emergency, right? I could have been in some trouble. Luckily, my parents decided to stay at a hotel overnight and I went with them, so it wasn't a big deal. But that moment of looking around and not finding any friends to help me out stuck with me. It made me learn this lesson that we need friends. We need people because sometimes we need help. And I love the way the Message paraphrase puts this verse from Ecclesiastes. It says, "It's better to have a partner than go it alone. Share the work, share the wealth." Oh, that sounds great. "And if one falls down, the other helps. But if there's no one to help, tough." All right, so reason number two, we can accomplish so much more together than alone. I'll keep this one short, but from personal experience, I've seen exponential differences when I'm doing something with people than by myself. Why? One, because of sheer number of hands and brains and all the other things, right? But also because where I have a weakness, someone else usually has a strength. So we make up for each other's faults, which is very, very helpful. And I do want to take a second here to just encourage you. Maybe you're the type of person that has like one good friend. I am so glad for you. I'm so glad that you have one really good friend. And that's a great place to start. But I also want to encourage you, try to develop a variety of friends, because the more people, the more hands on deck, the more we can do together, right? So just a little bit of encouragement there. All right. So reason number three, having friends makes you look more like Jesus. And that's the goal, right? The Bible says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. One reason God made us to be in relationship with one another is because we make each other better. And sometimes that's through encouraging one another along or challenging one another. But sometimes that's even through the messy parts of friendship. Sometimes that's through the difficult situations that we create for one another. Because as we do that, we learn how to handle difficult circumstances. We learn things like forgiveness and grace and mercy. And we learn generosity. We can learn all kinds of things that make us look more like Jesus. We're still causing each other to grow. Friendship is the testing ground. It's the lab where we try out new things, where we bring our questions, and where we learn new lessons. And as we learn and grow, we begin to look more and more like Jesus. And that's so important. Here's what I really want you to know about friendship. It isn't easy, but it's worth it. Through friendship, we learn, we grow, we find a safety net, and we get to have a whole lot of fun, okay? That's right. I know we've talked about some difficulties of relationships, but I do want you to know that God gave us friendship as a gift, a good gift. He didn't have to create friendship. Have you ever thought about that? Imagine a world without it. It's a dark place, isn't it? But God decided to give us friendship as a way for us to have more fulfilling lives and more fun lives. Friends are the people that we can act our silliest with, that we share our secrets with, and that we create memories with. Friendship is a great thing to chase down. Before we part ways today, I wanted to hear about your favorite memory that you share with a friend. So let me know in the comments below this video, or DM at Church Girl Gang on Instagram, or you can also respond through Spotify, okay? You should see a pinned question below this episode. Super cool. So check it out there, respond there. And when you respond, I'll take some comments and share them on our next episode. So do it. I wanna hear all about it, okay? We'll be right back here next week for another podcast. I am so excited for what we're going to bring to the table next week, you guys, but I'm not going to ruin it, so you'll just have to come back next week to hear it. But before we end, I just wanted to remind you of this verse found in Proverbs 17:17, which says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity." Until next time, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon, church girl. Hey, thanks so much for joining us for another episode of Church Girl Gang. If you enjoyed listening to this and want to help us grow the gang, be sure to leave a 5-star review on your listening platform. If you're on YouTube right now, be sure to hit the subscribe button and the notification bell so you don't miss an episode. You can connect with the Church Girl Gang and say hello on Facebook or Instagram. And also feel free to connect with me personally on all social media platforms, including YouTube, by searching at Kenzie Carice or heading to kenziecarice.com for more content just like this. Bye.